This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. In the continuing chicken race between the International Association of Machinists and Boeing, analysts are beginning to express fears that the strike will last long enough to permanently damage Boeing and tear down the last of the major manufacturing industries still alive in the U.S. With the strike now in its seventh week, the Washington Post reports the effects through the economy are already showing up in the U.S. government's trailing economic numbers. Last week, the Federal Reserve said the Boeing strike contributed to a 2.8% decrease in industrial production in September, the steepest drop in 34 years. That equates to as much as one-tenth of the nation's gross domestic product. It's not just government bean counters who are seeing the strike's effect on the rest of the economy. At Spirit AeroSystems, where composite fuselage sections for the 787 Dreamliner are stacking up on rail cars, workers have ironically rallied in support of the IAM's stand against the very outsourcing that provides their jobs. The union has charged that delays in the development of the Dreamliner could have been avoided had Boeing performed that and other outsourced work in-house. The U.S. domestic airlines have said that returning to profitability will mean cutting flights which cater to leisure and vacation travelers. It's now becoming clear what that will mean for those seeking tickets to spend Thanksgiving with loved ones. USA Today reports the airlines will drop an average of almost 3,000 domestic flights per day during the 11-day period from November 20th through November 30th. That works out to 11% fewer flights and 2.6 million fewer seats than the same period 1 year ago. The paper obtained the figures through the Official Airline Guide, which compiles schedule information provided by the airlines. Some of the most startling cutbacks affect Thanksgiving Day itself, when, compared to last year, U.S. Airways has cut flights by 40%, Delta by 26%, and United by 22%. The judge investigating the crash of Spanair Flight 5022, in which 154 people died in August, has called three mechanics for questioning on suspicion of manslaughter. A Madrid Superior Justice Court spokesman said Thursday that the judge had called the Spanair maintenance chief at Madrid's Barajas Airport, as well as two mechanics who checked the plane before it took off. On August 20th, the MD-82 crashed tail first, bounced three times as it skidded through a grassy area near the runway, then largely disintegrated and burned after coming to a halt at the edge of a stream. Investigators have suggested there may have been a problem with the plane's wing flaps, and the failure of a cockpit alarm to sound may have contributed to that crash. The pilot of a Lancer Legacy was killed and his wife critically injured when the aircraft crashed for unknown reasons Saturday afternoon in southern Utah. The Salt Lake Tribune reports William Phillips and his wife Janice took off from Parowan Airport bound for Las Vegas. Initial reports suggest mechanical trouble. Iron County Sheriff Mark Gower says it appears the pilot was trying to return to the airport when the plane crashed about 1 mile north of the runway at about 1:45 p.m. Mountain Time Saturday. The wreckage points to a nose-first, high-speed impact, but no fire. Janice Phillips was airlifted to a hospital in Murray, Utah, with broken bones and internal injuries. Her husband had been pronounced dead at the scene. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Qantas flies its first A380 flight from Australia to the west coast of the U.S. NASA launches a probe to study the boundary of the solar system. And Boeing's satellite builders are counting on the TSAT contract. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear an update on the development of the A700 Very Light Jet from Jack Brawley of AAI Acquisition. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero.news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.